Etiquette classes have traditionally been focused on females, but now more and more mothers are enrolling their boys into etiquette classes. A former etiquette teacher at Joondalley Watkins says there's now an overwhelming demand for male etiquette classes. Zarif Hardy now runs the Australian School of Etiquette, and she says her classes for boys have been getting booked faster than her classes for girls. Zarif Hardy, the founder of the Australian School of Etiquette, joins me on the line. Zarif, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben.
So the boys need a bit more help, do they?
They seem to be. Their parents are certainly signing them up much quicker than the parents of the ladies.
What do you teach the boys? Is it the similar kind of lessons that the girls get, or is it something that's focused on the males?
No, it's a very similar workshop run predominantly on their presentation, so deportment, their grooming, their voice and articulation, their table etiquette and everyday manners. So very similar skills, but just slightly more for the males.
So once upon a time, it would be a girl's domain, or you might have one boy in the class. Now they're selling out faster for boys than girls.
Absolutely. Yeah, I just don't think there's that gender restriction anymore. I think boys want to present themselves exactly the same way that girls do. So etiquette's not just seen as a female domain. You know, I think every parent wants to give their child an edge, you know, and in their presentation and in their confidence and leadership skills, these workshops definitely enhance that.
There's no doubt that manners play a part in employment prospects, and I've said that before, sometimes to some shocked onlookers when I've had university students in here and I occasionally do a talk to them about getting a job in the media, and they say, what does it take? And when I list the different things and I say, look, to be honest, one of the big ones is manners, because when you first front up at one of these interviews or a meeting, when people have poor manners, they pretty much get a line through their name.
Absolutely. Look, I've seen it time and time again. You know, anyone that can present themselves looking polished, confident, and have manners and etiquette has far more advantage than someone that potentially got the best degree and the best experience, because it's those first impressions. And and if someone cares for themselves a lot, they're going to care about the job that they're taking on.
So you cover things like posture, grooming, table etiquette, and voice. Tell me about voice.
Well, our voice is a powerful tool that a lot of people have forgotten to work on. And in today's world, we've become so relaxed and so slack in the way that we speak. And that's another skill that's not taught at schools anymore, articulation. Mm. And it's a powerful tool. So we work on our articulation and our voice clarity and the power of our voice. So our whole presentation package is polished.
All right. Well, it's the Australian School of Etiquette, ASOE.com.au. Thank you, Zarif.
Thank you very much.
Zarif Hardy, founder of the Australian School of Etiquette. And I can back up what she's saying about job prospects and manners. And I know that I'm not Robinson Crusoe in pointing this out, but it is so important. And sometimes I think people are overlooked because those first impressions are failures. And if you don't get that right, you don't get the chance at a second impression.